Don Lemon's full of
But why didn't you write a letter that said, I understand what Don Lemon was saying?
Because
words
we're
matter,
using
and
it.
You should know that.
I understand right? that. You, okay. In order to have a conversation, you have to listen to me as
okay.
well.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Now, who is that guy? He likes to fight too much. Cedric said, I don't like to hang out with the president. He liked to fight too much. That was before we had a real black president. Good morning, everybody.
Morning,
Does Donald Trump have a lady problem, a woman problem? I don't know. Listen to this.
I respect women. I love women. I cherish women.
Right.
Every time I hear that, I think about that comedian that Larry Wilmore has on who sounds just like Donald Trump. But that was the real Donald Trump. That was him on a campaign event back in October. He says the same thing in pretty much every campaign speech he makes. But the New York Times did a front page story this weekend. I hope you read it, alleging decades of what the paper called, this is a quote, unsettling conduct by the mogul turned presidential candidate. Times reporters talked to dozens of women, including a former girlfriend of Donald Trump, Roseanne Brewer Lane. She met Trump at a pool party at his Mar-a-Lago estate. That was back in the 90s. He quickly asked her to change into a bikini and raised her and praised her as, quote, a stunning Trump girl.
My experience now, with Donald Trump is absolutely just straight up. He was a gentleman. He was thoughtful. He was kind, he was generous, he was a gentleman, yeah. You know, and he and I had a lot of fun together.
He was smart.
The Times called that a debasing encounter, but she says it wasn't debasing. That was her on my show last night. I usually don't go for the bikini except for like date three, but you know, another woman quoted the Times. I mean, that's pretty bold. But hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Put on a bikini. Another woman quoted in the New York Times was a former, but I don't have billions of dollars.
Right.
Was a former Trump construction executive. Her name is Barbara Ress. Donald Trump mentioned her at the event back in October.
I had a woman who was in charge of the building of Trump Tower many years ago, before it was even thought, before anybody would have even thought of it, and did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm. But the Times reports that Trump once commented to Barbara West, quote, you like your candy, as a reminder that she had gained weight. Barbara West said this to me last night.
I had heard him make that comment to somebody else, actually. The same, it wasn't exactly you like your candy. I can't remember exactly what it was. But I didn't like the fact that he would say that to me, but it wasn't a big deal to me.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Brett said Trump started out respectful to women, but that all changed after his mother died and he divorced his first wife, Ivana. Said he was really respectful at first, and then his mom died and something changed. This is just the beginning when it comes to the vetting of Donald Trump as a presidential candidate. He has said that he will counterpunch if Hillary Clinton comes after him on his treatment of women, and by that he means going directly after her husband, the former President Bill Clinton. But Trump supporters, at least one of them, says Trump's past transgressions can and should be overlooked and forgiven because Trump was a celebrity, a quote, celebrity figure who is expected to make outsized and outlandish comments. But when it comes to Bill Clinton, Pastor Daryl Scott, y'all know him, says this.
Bill Clinton was in the, as a public servant, he committed a number of transgressions as a public servant that for a public servant, these transgressions are inexcusable.
Mm-hmm. Forgive and forget. Apparently, in this case, what's good for the goose is what's good for the gander. Nope, not at least when it comes to Donald Trump. You can forgive Donald Trump, but you can't forgive Bill Clinton.
Now, was that John Barron or John Miller that said that about Donald Trump?
I don't know. It's not me, though. This is not Don. I am tremendously successful, but it's not me.
Oh,
who would listen to that and not say it's him?
It's not Donald Trump. How can you?
If you're going to do that, you should not do so many phone interviews so people know what your voice sounds like over the telephone. Because I knew it right away. I was
and
like,
Don, they were more upset about that than anything else this past week. about not revealing the tax returns, about his woman problem. That seemed to be just minimal compared to him impersonating a PR guy and not very well.
Was that even an impersonation? Come on, let's be honest.
No,
we had an audio expert, two of them come in. Did we really need that?
And that's what we're upset about?
Good job, Don.
They said that the reporter who did it said that he put it out there to get people to stop talking about taxes. That's her
right,
saying that.
Right.
None of your business about my taxes.
Tremendous. Good job, Don.
It's going to be huge.
Thank you. Huge. Huge job.
Don Lemon.
Third date bikini.
Yeah.
Not that first 30 seconds.
Oh, Lord. That-